Membership. My name is Whitney. How may I help you?
Good morning. I'm not sure I have the right person, but I'll try. I am a member. I paid the $190 or whatever it was to join. I went on this morning to try and do a class, and I don't know if I was on the right place because it didn't ask me, like, for my password to get on. And then every time I went to watch the video, it stopped and it would replay, and I was really, really dissatisfied. And I'm thinking I'm not exactly sure how to navigate this to get started.
So it would be on Cressy.com, and you put your email and password in, and you go to browse and view whatever class you want to.
It didn't come up. I have Cressy.com. I've got Cressy Browse and Search. Contact us. Now, what do I need to start with? I need a basic slow start so I make sure I get my money's worth out of this.
What do you mean? You log on to Cressy.com.
I'll go back and do that. I'm on Cressy.com now, and the screen that's coming up is Blueprint is now Cressy, Making Lives Better Through Creativity.
Correct. So, you say the login at the end, bit of,
There's no login. It's search.
You're not at the right place. It would be Cressy.com.
That's what I'll do it again, but that's what I put in. Cressy.com. Okay, we'll try it again.
So Cressy, Cressy.com/myaccount.
You want me to put the My Account up there too, then too?
/ My Account, yes, ma'am. See if it takes you to sign in with Cressy.
All right. Okay, my account. Okay, now it's coming up. All right. Now when I bring that up, then it should bring me into.
You got your email and password right there?
I have it, but it says it recognizes me. It says, hello, thanks you for becoming a premium member. So I'm on that. But then when I went to go to the classes, the thing was stop and start. I was doing a long arm quilting when it would start and stop, and it just was frustrating. I don't know if I was on the right place for the classes. So it's saying, so I search for that rule. If I put in our search, I put my class I want, right?
Right. Yes, ma'am. What is it under? Knitting, crocheting, or weaving and spinning?
It's under quilting.
Quilting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go under browse. Go under quilting.
If I can spell it right, we'd be okay. All right. And then, okay.
Which one are you trying to view?
All right, it's quilting classes. I want to view the one on rulers. So shouldn't I put quilting classes on rulers or just for under the browse on the question or what?
Just go under browsing and put quilting and you just find the class you're trying to view.
All right.
Or you can search it, but as long as it doesn't, if it's spelled right, ruler, quilting on rulers?
Quilting with rulers is what it is. Let me just, I got to it, but I wasn't sure if, because it kept blanking out on me, whether it knew that I was.
If you didn't put your password email address in, it's only going to let you watch the preview. To continue on, put all of your information in.
It didn't ask me for my email. It welcomed me and recognized me. It did not ask me for my email or my password to get on the classes. That's what I'm saying is
you have to put your email and password in every time, ma'am.
Well, you know what? When it doesn't tell me where to do it, I can't do it, right?
I just gave you the email address.
Listen, I feel you're being a little short with me, and I'm getting myself short with you. Now, let's start over. This is what you're here for, to help me out. We're going to do this slowly, and we're going to find out what is wrong. Please, I can't, this is getting out of hand here because I'm yelling and you're yelling and it's not working. So what I'm saying to you, it never asked me for my email, but it did bring me up as the person. Now, if I go back to CressyBrook.com, I go back to it again.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Are you logged in? Does it say your name at the top by the little cart?
If we're on the site, we're saying Cressy Browse. Quilting with Rulers, is that, or the Crafty Brows and the Search and then the Cart, is that where you'd see the name, or there'd be one before that?
It'd be right beside the cart on the left-hand side.
It's not there.
You're not logged in. For some reason, you have to put your email and password in on the My Craftsy account that I just stated the first time.
I know, but it didn't ask me for that. I'll try it again. Maybe there's another section here. I will look, but it did not ask me for it.
Are you on a computer or a cell phone or the...
I'm on a computer. I'm on a laptop. It's Craftsy. It's
.com/my account. My-account.
Right here. Just let me get all that out of there. C-R-A-F-T. Craftsy.
.com.
.com.
Slash
my account.
My dash account. It's going to have a dash between my and account.
Another dash between my and account?
So my dash account.
Account. Okay. So you're saying there should be a craftseek.com/my-account is what you're
Correct.
Saying. Okay, let's try that. My internet is really slow here. Oh, come on. You know what? I'm just going to start over here, get out of it, and go back.
It might be your browser with it slow. Internet is probably the browser. You'll need to change browsers if that's not allowing you to log in.
Okay. Now, how do I go about doing that?
You have to change browsers. Either go to Firefox or Chrome, Google Chrome.
Okay. All right. So if I go on, I feel like I'm taking up your time, and I'm really a little bit annoyed at everything here. Maybe it's the best thing is to go out and fool around with it myself, and if I can't get any results,
no, ma'am, I'm trying to assist you. If you want to change browsers, because it probably
I have no idea how to even change a browser. All right.
So what are you on now? Which browser are you using now?
I just go on Safari. That's what I use all the time.
Safari is for an iPhone. Do you have an Apple machine?
I have an Apple computer. Yes.
So you're on Safari. You're not using the app, right?
No, I'm not. Is there an app for Craftsy?
No, I was saying if you are trying to use the app, that's probably why, because that's no longer available. So you're not
I'm on Safari on an Apple laptop.
Okay, so we need to get to craftsy.com/my account. Because it should ask you for your email address and password, because that's why it's only letting you shoot the preview and it stops, because you're not logged in.
Okay. That's what I figured. There was something not quite right here. Okay. So craftsy.com/my-account, right?
No, ma'am. That's not correct.
That's
so it's craftsy.com slash my-account.
That's what I said.
Okay. Okay, I thought you said my account twice. It's not going to do it like that.
Okay, now it's coming in and it's saying, thanks for becoming a premium member.
Then you're automatically logged in for some reason. Why is it telling you? Do you not see your name at the top of the right-hand side beside the cart? Does it say welcome your name?
No. No, it doesn't say that at all. It just says...
Let me make sure you have an active account. Let me see the spelling of your email address, please.
K-E-Y-E-S. S is in Susan. Okay, so it's K-E-Y-E-S. And then S again, L, at yahoo.com.
I'm not sure if you're on the right one because you should log in every time.
Pardon?
I don't think you're at the right thing because you should be able to log in at every time you go to that. What is your first and last name and address, please?
Susan, K-E-Y-E-S,
1861 Creek Drive, Waymark, PA, 18472.
Let me just log into your account and see what's going on. Have you ever logged in before, or is this your first time logging in?
This is my first time. I've been on it before, but I don't know what it was. I didn't go quite as far with the lessons. So maybe I just had the initial preview.
Thanks. I see that. So you're logged in when it says thanks for coming to premium, and you said under quitting.
And I sign up for the newsletter, so that doesn't ask me for the email there.
Quilting and ruler. Quilting with rulers on a hand machine?
It was, she's using it, but I'm trying to think the title.
The name of it, please.
That's what I'm looking for. Just as Quilting with Rulers with Angela Walters. Quilting with Rulers.
Quilting with Rulers, Free Motion Made Simple with Angela Walters.
I'm sure that's probably all of it, because all I can find on the paper now is Quilting with Rulers, so it's with Angela Walters, so I'm sure that's what it is.
Right, so I'm logged in and I can view the class. So you need to change browsers or device.
I'm sorry, change browsers or do what?
Change your device. You might want to try a different device.
Okay, this is my newest device, is my computer.
So if you're on Safari, you want to probably go to Google. What am I on?
Firefox? I have Firefox.
You can try Firefox. Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's try it.
Because I'm viewing the classes. It shouldn't stop, so it must be your browser, or it could be your internet so slow as why is it stopping.
Okay, well, I would possibly be the internet. My question was, though, it really didn't. Okay, so I am permanently logged in is what you're saying. I don't have to worry about anything else. Like, I can go in and view the classes. I don't have to pay for the classes once I'm a premium member, do I?
No, ma'am. Everything, if it has a lock by it, that is a purchase-only class. That's not included, but there's only, like, 20 of those.
Okay.
So well, this one's one of them. You should ever be able to do it. You should... If it's stopping there in the playing and you're actually playing it and it stops, I would say that's your internet.
All right. Well, we'll give it a try then. I appreciate your help, and I'm sorry if I got a little testy with you. This is very, very frustrating.
Ma'am. I understand.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? I'll wait till later. Maybe there's too many homeschooling going on right now with it.
Yeah, that's why during the day, my internet provider tells me too many people are on and it's pulling all the juice, so that's why at night it's slower.
Right. I'll try it and see. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling into Crossy Video Membership. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye for now.